I don't know where all my time went. I don't know how to define it. So tell me, how do I fight it when it feels so wrong? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's every line in this song. The little things have been with me all along.
I think you can define yourself by the way you spend your life.
Okay.
And I've spent a lot of my life having sex.
All right.
But I've spent more of my life in diapers.
Wait. You have sex in diapers?
Yes.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, but that's doubling up points.
But
she doesn't get ahead of either one.
If you're thinking about, like, how do I define who I am?
Yeah.
By my experiences, by my actions in life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I've had a good amount of sex. It's been a good amount, right? But then that pales in comparison
to the amount
to the
of
amount
diapers
of time
you've worn
that I have spent in diapers. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that Venn diagram's a circle. Like, you're not comparing two things
for sexy time, sure.
No,
but
no,
like
no.
She
it
means
it can't be a circle because that means I'm always having sex anytime I'm in diapers.
Yeah, see, it's not.
So it's not.
Okay. You're
other
right.
Other way around.
It's a circle that encompasses a circle.
I've had non-diaper
but that's her
sex
point.
In my life.
Oh,
at least twice.
Oh,
maybe three times, maybe four times.
So what does it say about you that you've spent so much time in diapers?
You know,
you define yourself.
Yeah,
that's
it. Defines you. Diapers define you.
Yeah. Okay. So what does that mean? What?
Yeah. What
how,
does that?
How
mean?
Do I extrapolate further from there to? Yeah. What? Yeah. Right. Okay. I got you.
Because I've got ideas as to what it means about
me
you.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me say mine first, and
yeah,
then we'll get to yours.
That sounds good.
We'll
that
tell
sounds
you why
fair.
You're wrong.
Diapers. I think the fact that I spend so much time in diapers.
Uh-huh.
I think it says, wow, Sophie is so responsible.
Really? You think it says that?
She's such a responsible girl.
You think that's the conclusion you draw from that?
Hardworking.
Hard working.
Willing to push through mundane things like bathroom breaks for the benefit of the project she's working on.
You're gonna push through bathroom breaks? You're gonna push through bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
Push.
Yeah.
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 You make pushies.
But
instead
I do,
of bathroom breaks.
Right. But I do think that the my hardworkingness is the number two to my to my responsibility.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Being so responsible is the number one.
You think being an eternally diapered toddler makes you responsible and hardworking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that if I walked up to a stranger and I said, and I, if I could read the playtime counter of my life,
yeah,
like in World of Warcraft, if I could type like slash playtime or whatever they do,
yeah,
and it says time in diapers, and I walk up to a stranger and I say, "Oh, hey, in my adult life, I've spent 2,000 hours in diapers."
It's
I
more
think,
than that.
I don't know how much 2,000 hours is. I think they would look at me and they'd go, "Wow. You're such a responsible and hardworking individual."
Really? Because I think they'd say, "Wow, you're such a soggy little toddler. Let's go get you a change."
Well, I think they'd say, "Why are you telling me about your sex life?"
Yeah, well, I think that those are also things it could say. But I'm sticking with responsible
you're
and hardworking.
You're sticking with that.
Yeah.
That's where you're locking in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chloe.
Yeah.
Based on the available data.
Yeah.
What is your conclusion? What defines? So Sophie has established that diapers define her.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying diapers define me more than sex defines
yeah.
me. That's my point here.
Okay, if you're going to bring me back to that, I want to know how much time you've spent playing Pokemon versus having sex.
Okay, I can safely say, as an adult, I can safely tell you with confidence, utmost confidence, Pokemon defines me significantly more than sex does.
Precisely.
Pokemon, yeah, no, like, numbers aside, that is just a true fact about me.
This is what I'm saying. You're doing a false equivalence anyway.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think it's still...
You would never be defined by sex. You're going to be defined by Pokemon.
Okay.
You're going to be
yeah.
defined by
you're
poop
right.
in your pants.
You're right.
You probably pooped your pants more but times than you've had sex.
That's not true.
If we're counting my adult life, I don't think that's true.
Okay, so, okay. If it's the number of times you wet yourself.
That's innumerable.
Exactly.
That, I think that one is true. I think, though, I've probably messed my diaper more times than I've had sex without diapers.
That's a staggering concept.
But hold on. But wait a second. Wait a second, Chloe. What about you?
I plead the fifth. I don't necessarily know what the fifth is, but I know that that's my response to this line of inquiry. What about you, Kimmy?
What defines
Kimmy,
me?
No, Kimmy's probably had more sex outside of diapers
than she's messed herself. Yeah, I'd say that's true.
Yeah.
Kimmy is what we in the industry call debaucherous.
Yes! That's a really good word.
Thanks. Debaucherous.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing from this is that the question I should be asking is, am I more defined by diapers or Pokemon?
Yeah. But again, we come back to that Venn diagram circle within a circle of, you've been diapered a lot while you've played Pokemon.
Ah, but she plays Pokemon in public sometimes. In like...
And I Pokemon sometimes. Go had me for a while. Exactly. I still play Pokemon Sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're diapered then. We're talking about times in Pokemon that you're not diapered.
I still think in raw amount of hours, diapers beats Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not arguing that.
Oh.
We're just saying that they're less of an enclosed entity.
Yeah.
Than sex. For sure.
Now I'm thinking if there's anything in my life that I've done more hours of than wear diapers.
Yes.
Anything? Right. Does writing even count? Again, you're usually diapered while writing.
Breathing.
No, but okay. I mean, that's nothing. Yeah, like things that are defining of you. Yes, that's... being alive. Okay, guys, that defines you. You said you're nothing. Right. You got me.
Kimmy, that's 0.5 strikes.
I think I've worn diapers more hours than I've written. Yeah, I'm pretty confident on that because I think I've played Pokemon more than hours that I've written. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything I've done more than wear diapers.
So what about if you take all your video gaming career?
Yeah, I've probably played more video games than worn diapers.
I think, I think
that is true.
You know what I'd love the math on? Have I, Chloe, played more Stellaris, or have I worn more diapers? Which of those Venn diagrams is bigger?
So it's time in diapers,
yes.
Though. So
yes.
Like each time you're in a diaper, that's like 8 hours or something.
I have. Are you aware of how many hours I have on Stellaris?
I still think diapers beats it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Stellaris is new.
You think so?
You listen.
It's not new.
New-ish you compared to diapers. Think about how old diapers are for you.
You get padded every night now.
That's not true. It's like
we share a bathroom.
Yeah.
The garbage can's right there.
Yeah. It's
your
like,
diaper pail.
It's like
there's no other garbage in it, Chloe.
Sometimes. It's like once every, one night in every 3 nights. It's like a third of my nights.
Wow, that's a lot of diapers.
Shut up.
That's...
My mommy...
My mommy,
this is my choice.
I got maybe yes. once
well, yeah.
once
well,
or
not
twice
only is it your choice, it's your identity.
Once or twice a week. There. You got three?
What do you want from me?
What about you, Kimmy?
It's bedtime.
How many nights a week are you diapered?
Pretty often.
Zero.
No.
Only when you pick on me.
No, I have seen diapers grow in this pail of that I do not use.
Yeah, think about the last... It's when Joe is here, when you are being a bully.
Okay, think about the last 7 days. How many nights have you spent in diapers in the last 7 days?
Zero.
Zero?
Now, if you go extend that to 14 days, two.
And that's because I bullied her. Kimmy, you should self-instigate your littleness.
It's
important. I actually struggle with that, too.
It's because she has to wake up in the morning and go to work and stuff.
Yeah.
But you just wear diapers at work.
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
I often walk by her.
But I won't be little at work. I won't get any enjoyment out of it.
Sure.
I often walk by her and make her get
a diaper.
Maybe
just need to keep your diapers for a week.
So, when I'm at Joe's, I work from the high chair.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be little at work, though. That'd be ridiculous.
it's a dichotomy.
Do you want to start the episode?
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the usual bet and 18 up age for discussion podcast. Every week we make a bet the loser isn't diapers for the next episode. I am the big sister and counter extraordinaire, Sophie Elizabeth.
I am the baby sister. I don't remember the bet. Chloe Elizabeth. What was the bet?
I won.
Yeah, I know you won, but like, what was the bet? How do I even know if you won?
I won, though.
Hold on. Did you actually win, or did you just tell me you won? I actually have to check. I just took your word for it.
No, I won, though.
But I don't even remember the bet.
Kimmy, what's your name?
I'm Kimmy.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm going to add my title now.
Have you earned a title?
I'm the Great Interrupter.
The villain of the usual bet, right. Kimmy.
I'm not the antagonist. I'm the beloved villain.
The beloved villain. I think that's fair.
Oh, the bet was people picking your clothes for you. Of course I lost.
We have a lot of subs.
Yeah. But there's no chance of me winning.
Yeah.
I knew that when I picked my ground. But for this week's bet, I have some ideas for a bet. I have some ideas for some content. I think maybe
that's
I can
good,
win.
That's good, because I have no ideas for any content. So you go ahead.
Well, first,
she asked me first.
No. First, let's cover Starling Media Club.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. Only the middle of the month.
It's April 15th, so let me tell you about the things
is
that we
did. Is it directly the middle?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's 16th when this episode comes out. Let me tell you about the things that we did for March. If you guys are still following along, every month this year, we're doing a media club where we do a book, a video game, and a movie for whoever didn't pick a book or a video game, so four movies.
It's been fun and intense.
It's been really fun. I've had a really great time with it. And nobody is finishing any of these things, apparently, other than like two people.
What are you talking about?
I really flubbed.
We're mostly done.
How? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. We're like 90% done.
We're halfway through April.
Yeah, but the games are done and everything.
No, they sure aren't.
What?
Putting and I didn't finish Ghost Trick.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
when am I at time?
Spoilers.
Okay, anyway, for reference, if you guys wanted to also do some Starling Media stuff, the book we read this month that in this room, I'm the only one that has finished, is The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak.
Incredible book so far. Intense. This is not.
It is.
It's not for the baby podcast. It's an intense book.
I chose this book because this is my favorite adult novel.
It's
not
very
like
heavy.
Not like adult novel.
Yeah.
Not like XXX novel, but like for more mature fiction, not young adults.
It's not YA.
Not a picture book.
Yeah. It's for people probably older than me. But that was the book we picked. It is my favorite book of that genre.
It's fantastic so
far.
I
love it so much.
It's intense
though, just so you know, if you wanted to read it. The games we chose were The World Ends With You, which
thankfully doesn't have a sequel, but it's a great game.
I think everyone in the house after this media club has now played The World Ends With You.
Yeah.
Everyone played it.
Every single person. Has
all
played
seven
it.
People in our house
all
have
of
played
us.
No,
the world
you messed
ends
it up.
With
you said seven people. You ruined it.
Oh,
all
point.
The people in the
all
house.
All six people in the house have played The World Ends With You.
None of the pets have played it, though.
And the other game that we played was Ghost Trick.
Which is a great game.
I was shocked.
I was blown away
by
that game.
It's like if you want to play Ace Attorney with a little bit of actual gameplay, but just a little bit of actual gameplay, then Ghost Trick is the game
like
for you.
Like the LaCroix of gameplay. Like, it was next to gameplay.
It's more gameplay. It's got more gameplay than Ace Attorney does.
That's true. It's got some fun puzzles.
Yeah, for sure.
No,
I had a
sure.
great time with it.
It was
great
a solid
story,
game.
Great characters,
really
loved
it.
I'm about halfway through, I think.
Yeah. The movies that we picked, which are the ones that everyone seems to really follow along with. We aren't getting a ton of people who are like, oh, I'll read that book.
So no one ever has time for
these
things.
But people love to comment on our movies.
I love that.
So our movies for March were Casino.
That was my pick.
That was yours.
It was really fun for one third of it. I liked the whole thing, but like I loved
it. It was a solid movie.
I liked all of it, loved the first third of it.
Looking for Alibrandi, which is an
That's
Australian
a great movie.
Film.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, it really was. Paprika.
Also a great movie. A crazy anime
crazy
movie.
Very
but like
strange.
Very strange.
But really cool.
And Palm Springs.
Yeah, I
loved it.
I was shocked by how good Palm Springs was.
Thank you. It's really good.
It's an Andy Samberg movie, and like.
And Kimmy didn't like Andy Samberg.
No, I went in with very low expectations.
Yeah.
I think my thing might be that I'm going to pick movies that, like, have actors that people tend to not like or, like, tend to find annoying where they do good. Unfortunately, everyone's already seen Eternal Sunshine and everyone's already seen Little Miss Sunshine. Both have sunshine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but what about...
Palm Springs also has sunshine.
That's true. That's true.
What about Stranger Than Fiction?
What about Stranger Than Fiction?
Stranger Than Fiction is actually a really good movie.
I haven't seen Stranger
Than Fiction. It's Will Ferrell.
And I really don't like Will Ferrell.
But is that like a redemptive Will Ferrell movie?
It's a pretty good movie.
Okay, then maybe that'll be my next one.
It's an exception to the rule.
I haven't seen Stranger Than Fiction in a long time. I would love to watch it again.
Maybe that'll be my next one. I'm determined. I've got ones for like everyone that people find grating. I'm building up a list, and that might be my like, look it. These people are more than just their goofy personas.
Okay, so wait. Do we all have themes?
We're kind of building towards themes, movies? Yeah.
Because Mark has picked an anime movie.
Every time. Both times, yeah.
And Pudding has picked an Australian movie.
And Lyra picks a Chinese movie.
Yep.
And I'm trying to redeem my taste in movies.
You're doing a great job.
To my family.
Doing solid. Oh, I'm doing old movies.
Yep.
I'm doing all like earlier movies before like the 60s and earlier, kind of. Though to be fair, I might find like a John Hughes movie or something. Ooh, that I might want to watch. So maybe fun. Maybe I'll do 80s, but I'm not doing anything of this century.
Cool. All right,
so everything back in the 1900s.
Yep, only doing movies made in 1801 to 1899, actually.
Like really retro.
That's the 1800s.
Yeah.
No. I was born in the 1900s.
Yeah, I'm doing only 1800 movies.
Yeah, okay. I think that's really exciting. I've actually never seen any, so I'm really excited.
Oh, you're going to love them. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk about baby stuff now? I've got topics.
I want to talk about toys.
Toys?
What do you want to talk about?
Like sex toys?
No, actually.
I want to talk about water parks.
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, Sophie? Toys or water parks? Water parks.
I'm here obligatorily. Because I imposed myself upon you.
Yeah. Toys or water parks?
I feel like we've talked about both of these things in the past.
Like yeah, but I've got some ideas.
She says I'll like hers. Will I like yours?
I think you'll like mine well enough.
Okay, that wasn't confident enough. Okay, Kenny, take it away.
So, I proposed today that the Starling Nursery needs a television.
Yes.
Because no one is spending any time in there.
It's we not don't set have up. Time.
We haven't organized the space yet.
I'm in finals time. I don't have time in life.
We have not made time. We've hung out in the living room many times. We've all like co-hung and played video games together.
Okay, sure.
We have not made time to spend time in the nursery.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which everybody has their own reasons for not. Mine is, there's a barrier there. I just haven't been able to get past that barrier. I don't want to go down there by myself.
Yeah.
Because I would be initially by myself, padded and dressed cute, and sitting in that room in silence.
Ooh, yeah, the silence would be pretty intense.
Trying to play with toys. But if I could put Bluey on the TV.
Yeah.
You'd have Bluey for company.
And sit and play with toys.
Have some background sound and stuff.
So, I started shopping for baby toys.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay.
And I got instantly blushy.
Over what?
I went to amazon.co.jp.
Okay.
And I started searching for Japanese preschool toys.
Okay.
I love that.
Specifically like, you know, learn your letters. Because once upon a time, I learned hiragana and katakana.
Okay.
But it was like 20 years ago.
So a bit of language play.
And obviously, I didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
So I don't remember any of it. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at like preschool books.
Yeah.
They're too big for me. I can't read them.
I think that's really fun.
So I'm going to be playing with like infant toys.
I think that's really fun. That's a great way to learn about other cultures and to be a little toe sucker at the same time. That's
so
really fun.
I'm going to put on like Japanese Sesame Street and sit there with my Japanese learning toys.
Is there like a Japanese dub of Bluey?
I don't know.
You should do research on it.
Oh my god, that's such a good idea.
Doing a Google.
Yeah, you've got it. I hope there is, because I hope Bluey's that big. I know there's a lot of different foreign language credits at the end of each episode, right?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe there is.
That's
and
a
then,
really good question.
And especially if you're doing episodes you've already seen,
yes,
then
exactly.
You can kind of compound stuff.
And then you can, like, infer
Louis has
what's
a
going on.
Dedicated YouTube channel in Japan.
Ooh. See, I think this is a great idea because it's such a good way to learn a language like a child and be a little cutesy
now,
toe sucker.
Think about it. If we were all in there at the same time.
Yes.
And we've got my Japanese learning toys.
Yes.
Because I'm gonna buy these. The one I have in my cart right now is a little tablet looking thing, and you like push the buttons and it tells you the name of they don't have letters,
cute.
They
yeah.
tell you the name of the hiragana or katakana.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it tells you a word that starts with that symbol.
I love
cute.
That. That's really cute.
It's so I was blushing so much.
You're
just
so
shopping.
Cute.
And I want to find big blocks
mm-hmm.
that have
yeah.
the hiragana on them.
That's
so
a great
I
idea.
Spell words with blocks.
That's really cute.
It's not fun in English.
Yeah, because
no, it's
like,
not fun in English.
That's not, yeah. And
because
you can't
I
get it
know
wrong.
English.
Yeah, you can't get it wrong.
Unless you get really weird with the blocks and start treating them like things other than letters, like I did.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was playing my little block game.
For her Oracle at SoFi
yeah,
thing.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, I would legitimately try to spell words that I'm learning in my toddler environment.
And
because we're
wrong.
Talking about, like, 2, 3, 4 years old here.
So, okay, my biggest...
My little age.
My biggest issue with language play is the barrier to entry. You need someone who speaks another language.
Or the TV.
Or the TV. Or a goal. Like, I like the idea of you are actually trying to learn this language, and as such, like, you... Your secondary there is the language itself, right? Like it is blushy because you are trying to learn and using baby things to learn. And I think that there's a lot there.
And holding up the picture book that has like 3 words per page
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
being unable to read it is incredibly littling.
I really like it. I think this is a great idea.
But if we were all sitting down there,
yes,
and Bluey's on the TV,
yes,
and it's in Japanese,
yes.
And we've got my learning toys all spread out, and we're stacking blocks with the hiragana on them. But we can understand each other. We're just in Rugrats.
You're so,
you're so
right.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
I love this.
Whoa.
And, like, you're bigger than I am when we're little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, substantially.
Yeah.
But you also don't know any of this.
Yeah.
You'll be brought down to my level temporarily.
Well, I mean,
we'd still be bigger than you.
Would you, though?
Yeah, you'd be like
you
Dill
read.
Pickles.
Yeah, but it's you, Kimmy.
You'd be Dill.
That's fair.
Yeah. You'd be the babiest baby.
So
everybody
I'm,
knows that.
I'm shopping for Japanese baby toys.
I love that.
I'm so into this idea. This is such
you a had me at Rugrats.
Idea. So one of the things that I think that we need for our nursery space area is to get like foam tiles so you can like crawl around and
yes.
stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like we've talked about this before and then just never actioned it. Usually foam tiles come with like the like letters
yeah.
and stuff in them.
Which makes them boring.
Can we get Japanese ones?
I am going to find out.
That's
I hadn't
a great
thought
idea.
About that. I am going
to
find
if
out.
If we can get Japanese ones, we can get enough tiles to just decorate that floor.
I love this. This
love
is
it.
Such a good way to learn a language.
And we can like pull the symbols up and play with them
yes.
the way they were meant to be played.
Yep.
Whoa.
By dumb little babies.
Yeah.
This is such a fun way to learn a language. I'm super into this. I think this is really fun. I love this idea. Good job, Kimmy.
Thank you.
Wow.
I told you you'd like it.
You had a good idea.
It happens every now and again.
Yeah.
Well, I had a good idea that wasn't about sex.
Rare. Okay, do you want to do my bit of good things?
All right, Chloe. Hit me up.
Okay, so I want to talk about water parks.
So I've heard.
Yeah, we've talked about water parks in the past, I'm sure. Like, they're a very little thing, lots of ways to be little. Like, you can really embrace them and feel childish with the rides, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Right? We've done that.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a ride that I think gets left out of water park considerations for water park fun.
Okay.
I think one of the most little rides you can go on is the Lazy River.
Chloe?
Yes.
The Lazy River is the best part of any water park.
Exactly. But
you don't have to... This isn't a forgotten element of water parks.
No.
This is the reason to go
sure.
to water
but
parks.
But I want to put a spotlight on it. The Lazy River, as a concept, sounds very, like, like, mature and boring. Like, you're just floating around, doing nothing, like, not having fun at the park. And I think my favorite parts of Lazy Rivers is defying that. I do it every time I go there, and I'm goofing off and having a good time and bouncing around, and I think everybody is. I think Lazy Rivers, in my head at least, have a bad rap. I think they are a perfect opportunity to be silly and immature and goof off.
I see Lazy Rivers as one of those things that the water park staff have decided on a series of rules that they all know will be violent.
Exactly.
They're completely and entirely aware that these rules will not be followed, but they have to have them for legal reasons.
Yeah.
And they'll come and they'll look at you and they'll be like, hey, don't do that thing. And you'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. And then you'll turn a corner and you'll just do it again.
I've watched Pudding bounce around the Lazy River with an alcoholic drink in her hand as it fills with chlorine. And the lifeguard's like, you can't have that drink. And she's like, sorry, I won't. And then she comes around to the bend the next time and she's still got the drink. And the guard's like, you still can't have that drink. And she's like, there wasn't anywhere to put it. I didn't mean to come around again. And then she comes around the third time and the guard's like, you have to give me the drink. She's like, yeah, okay. And you get scolded because you get to goof off and be silly. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great avenue for being childish. Maybe not little or baby, but being childish. And I think that's really fun. It's like a place where, like you said, you're expected to break rules.
Oh, yeah. I do like the idea of other places that have rules set up that you will break. Mm-hmm, they know you'll break them. You know you'll break them. But they're still there and they still will be enforced. And you will still get scolded. But there's no real punishment for them. And you're just going to break them again.
Exactly.
Okay. Usually when something has rules that isn't a lazy river, I follow the rules.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm sure the rules are there for some reason.
It depends on the rule.
It depends on the rule.
Don't go in this room. It's off limits.
Ooh, no, okay, that's a bad rule.
That one, that's a dumb rule. Why have the room if you don't want me to go in it?
Why have a room if it's not for going in?
Right, exactly.
Why friendship if not friend?
So I generally follow rules. And usually when this happens, they tend to be rules like you can't do this thing if you're older than X.
Yeah.
Like you look at like playscapes or that parks one always makes or me jungle sad. Gyms and there's like, oh, this is for ages 12 and under or whatever. Yeah. Or, you know, this ride at this amusement park is for these ages or whatever. What I want is a little-y place that you can go and they say you have to be this old to do this thing.
I
you
want
have
it.
To be 5 years old to go on this playscape. But then all of us like in diapers and being baby and stuff, like, oh, we're gonna do it anyway. And then we go and do it and people come over and they're like, no, off, come on. No, you're not, you're too little
you're
too for big. This. Come on,
oh, you're
go
too
over.
Little.
Yeah, you're too little. Go oh, over to the little play
that's
baby,
so cute.
Play little
so you
baby
want,
area.
You want like an ABDL themed water park, but it like where
not even like it doesn't have to be a water park, it could be like a jungle area. Gym play area.
Yeah, yes. A play area. Where you can get scolded for being too little to go on some of these things.
I love the idea of having a baby area that is for the babies. And basically the rule would just be like, if your diaper showing, then you're in baby area.
Then you're
baby
coated.
If your diaper is covered or you're not in a diaper, you're big coated.
Unless,
or like five or older.
Unless someone has adamantly decided that you're too little.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they just take your pants off and then you're baby.
I mean, that's
and
fair.
Then there's the big play area. But the thing is, the big play area is so much fun and looks so cool. And the baby play area is fine for, like, little toe suckers, but also,
but
like...
the point is...
like, oh, I don't want to stay here. I want to play on the big fun thing.
The point is the mischievous rule
so
breaking.
So then all of the littles kind of, like, get together and, like, okay, we're going to go over there, but we got to hide. And we can't let anyone see us. And it's, like, it's intentionally... okay, there's a childish element to breaking a rule.
That's why I love
knowing you're
the
breaking
Lazy River.
A rule and like strategizing to break the rule without getting caught. But then when you get caught, there's really no punishment for getting caught. But you're just like, oh man, I got caught. I got scolded.
One sure of my stealth game.
Yeah,
it's like it's like a personal stealth game.
One of my favorite memories of one of our small cons was we broke the rules and got at the brownies when we weren't supposed to, and it was like a little heist, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
And Kimmy even also participates in this by going and tattling.
I didn't.
But you wanted to.
I was asleep.
Yeah, but you would have tattled if you were awake. Yeah,
so there's this area for littles to play in, and then the bigs have like a place where they can talk, and they have benches, they can read a book, you know, whatever. And they don't pay attention to you intentionally.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the, you know, that they're doing their own thing and then they're just assuming you're playing and then you all run off and go over to the big playscape. But then you have attendants who work there, and if they see you, they'll be like, oh, no, come on down here, and they'll take you back over to your caregiver, and your caregiver will scold you and put you back in the baby area. That's so cute. And then you can try to come up with a new plan to escape, or maybe your caregiver will be like, no, it's time to, like, you're going to do this, or I'm going to keep you here by my side now from now on or something, or you're going to sit on my lap.
What's up, Kimmy?
So, as you're explaining this, I'm like, I don't want to go to the big play area. It's scary, and everybody's jumping around and throwing things.
I know. That's how much of a baby you are.
I want to stay here. And then you're talking about, the adults are over there. I'm like, I just want to sit in somebody's lap.
You're so cute. You're such a baby.
I'm okay with not playing.
You're such a baby.
You're such a little baby.
Why am I so little?
Apparently, it's because you haven't worn a diaper to bed in the past 7 days.
Yeah.
You got to get on that.
Is that why I'm regressing?
Yes.
Yes. Diapers. Okay. Controversial take. Based on personal experiences, the longer I go without diapers, the more regressed I get.
That's
the more
true.
Whiny,
no,
the more
right.
bratty, the more baby, the more I need.
It's like a rubber band that's getting pulled really taut.
And
there's
a lot
of energy
there. The second
there.
You get put in a diaper, you're baby for that day. But then you go, I'm an adult again. Time to go to work.
It's almost like you need to meet your needs.
Yeah, exactly. But I think the strategy is diapers are actually anti-regression devices. Diapers
you are going to get
to help
canceled.
You maintain your adulthood.
You're
going to
get canceled for this.
No. This is going to be a new rallying cry because now it's an excuse to wear them.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Everyone out there, if you're embarrassed by your diapers, if you think, oh my gosh, I'm such a little baby for wearing a diaper. No, guys, the diaper helps you be an adult. Without the diaper, you'd regress so far. You'd become so whiny and so needy. It'd be like Kimmy.
Let the record show Kimmy was pointing to herself.
Yeah. The diaper is there to help you be what, Chloe? Be what, Kimmy?
Baby.
Be responsible.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh,
no. I just got hit in the face with such fucking boomerang.
And hard working.
Boomerang.
Oh my
good
god.
Good job, everyone. Everyone out there in diapers. You responsible, hard working babies.
I'm so mad Chloe, that we got there.
Sophie won.
Yeah, she did.
We lost.
No, I know. Yeah, I know.
I'm stunned.
She brought it back there and I'm amazed.
So, please don't hate me.
Yeah.
I also want to bring it back.
Okay.
What other baby toys should I shop for?
Oh, okay. Because
it's got to be, like, at least somewhat educational.
I know what I want.
Tell me.
This one's really fun.
Tell me.
I want one of those animal say wheels because it's going to be different.
Oh, my God. Yes, I want that now. See,
cat,
this is why I want to have
this
conversation.
The cat doesn't say meow. The cat says nyan.
Nah.
The
frog.
Yeah, the frog doesn't say ribbit, the frog says...
Quiero, quiero.
Exactly.
One of my favorite things about other languages is how they have interpreted animal sounds.
I know.
And they're all, like, they're a little the same, but they're also a little different.
Yeah.
Quiero, quiero.
Like,
it's, and they're all right.
And I can, if you think about what ribbit means, and you think about what quero means, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's making that same, like you're trying to turn that weird frog rah, sound into a word.
Yes.
And it's working. Same thing with the nyan and the meow. Like,
it's
both that little cat squeak.
Well, no, I think Japanese cats actually sound like that.
Different languages also have different sounds. So, like, you can't say certain English sounds that we use for animals in the Japanese language because they don't use those sounds in their language.
Oh, yeah.
Or with Spanish as well. Like, even, like, pseudo-English adjacent languages as well. They use sounds in their languages that English doesn't use or we use sounds that they don't use in their language. So, like, I do think that it makes a lot of sense that the animal sounds are different for that reason.
Which is why we need one of those little animal wheel thingies.
So
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
So one thing, it's us as English speakers who are encroaching upon the Romance languages. Because romance has nothing to do with love in this situation. It has to do with Rome. They're using the Roman alphabet.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What do you mean romance languages are not about romance? They're from Rome. That can't be true.
So you thought Spanish, Italian, and French were love languages.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
That's what my understanding of it was.
They kind of have a bit of an elegant...
Everyone thinks that.
No.
Sound
yes,
to
they
them.
Do.
It's Roman.
That can't possibly be true.
Well, usual bet.
No, because it's us versus you. It can't go down like that.
Oh, man. I've never thought about this before. What do you think, Chloe?
I don't think that Kimmy's right.
You think we just call them love languages and everybody's happy with that?
Yes. Yeah. I've been happy with it for the last 30 years of my
People
life.
People call like French like a romance language because mm-hmm. it's romantic.
It's romantic.
Language, uh-huh.
right?
And Spanish yeah. and Italian.
Those are romantic languages.
And Portuguese.
Romantic.
Yeah, you know.
And probably a lot more than I'm not thinking of right now. Yeah. I'm sorry if those are your languages.
You know, I'm not loving the point you're making. It sounds like it could be true.
Go ahead.
Do you want to make a usual bet then?
No, because it's you guys against me.
It is.
Well, I guess that would be the first time that we've ever done that.
Yeah, but then we can't...
Well, it's a fact, though. It's either right or...
We've done that.
Oh, okay.
But, like, yeah.
Is it, do you think this
yeah.
before you look it up?
Yes. Yeah, so it would just be like we look it up. This is what you want to do?
I'll do...
For the thing?
I'll do diapers for a week.
For a week?
Yeah. Not for everything. I still...
She's willing to bet diapers for a week.
See, but that makes me think she's right now.
But that makes me want to argue with her on the chance. Okay, here's how gambling works.
No, hold on.
No, wait. Before you look it up, here's how gambling works. If I only have to bet a diaper for the possibility of winning Kimmy and diapers for a week, if I only yeah. have to bet, like, one day, like, the chance, the value of my bet is worth a lot.
It's 7-to-1 diaper odds.
Exactly.
I'm wondering if the word romance comes from Rome.
I don't think it does.
Okay. We're going to align against Kimmy on this?
Align against me on the linguistics.
I want to.
Yeah, okay.
I want to take All this right. bet.
Okay, we're going to take this bet.
I'm taking this bet.
All right, I'm going to Google it.
All right, usual bet, Kimmy.
And then you're both in padding next time.
Yeah, maybe.
Usual bet.
All right. If no other bets come up, yeah, both in padding. Probably both in padding anyway. I think that's the terms for this bet. All right, time for Google.
Term romance derives from the vulgar Latin adverb romanis, which means in Roman. For instance, the expression romanis loquoi is to speak in Roman.
Okay.
Contrasted with Latin loquoi, which is to speak in Latin.
Now, why is it loquoi?
Whoa.
Where's the word loquacious come from?
I need to make something really clear. I thought Roman was Latin. Are you saying
Wait, is Roman not Latin?
Is Roman not
is
Latin?
Is Roman not Latin?
They spoke Latin in Rome.
Yes, but is Roman... Is there a Roman language that is not Latin?
There is a Roman alphabet.
That's not Latin?
No.
What?
Oh, man.
I was positive that there was one Roman language and that was Latin. Is that not the case?
I'm not aware that there is a language called Roman.
But then what does that mean? To speak in Roman?
Rome, where they spoke Latin. What? They're all derived from Latin.
Okay,
that's
but...
why I can't do language play in Spanish, Italian, or French, because I know enough Latin that I can guess my way through all the languages.
Totally. That's why that one super language works.
Esperanto.
Yeah.
Kind of works.
Okay, so what are you saying? Are you saying... What makes these... languages, these Romance languages, different from other Latin languages?
No, nothing. Like, but, no, all of the Latin languages are Romance languages.
Okay. And what's the difference between, like English? Is English not
English is a Germanic language.
Okay, we're talking Germanic. That's the difference. Germanic. Okay. Interesting.
Now, here's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Hungarian.
Yes.
Is in its own tree.
Yeah, of course it is.
It doesn't share any roots.
Yeah, of course it.
It's crazy. Well, that's... What do you mean? No, it's not connected to anything.
Yeah.
No, it's bizarre.
That's because they came. That's because they came and they made Hungary. They came from the east and they came into Europe.
But they didn't keep that language.
They didn't.
They have their own tree.
Okay.
All right. So the journey from.
Yeah.
Romance to romance is pretty wild. But yeah, so romance meant in the Roman language,
okay.
Which I guess basically meant in Latin.
Okay.
So I guess they were the same thing, not different things.
Yes.
That evolved into the French word romanicus, which meant in the Roman style and referred to narratives in verse. These featured adventures and chivalry. Rather than the idea of romantic love, but mm-hmm, the concept mm-hmm. developed to mean adventurous and passionate.
And which that became, yeah.
Became synonymous with the idea of romantic love. And that's kind of where, so then it kind of got into like things like you're having a romantic getaway or something. That what okay. that means like a passionate getaway. But then that turned into romantic being just the idea of like love.
Romantic love.
Yeah.
Then to the point that we needed to use other words to describe the other kinds of yes. love. Even though the Greeks had 7 different words for love.
Okay, so these Romance languages, they're just Latin.
Because it was there was like the Romantic movement and stuff, which I guess is just means the Roman movement. This ruined me.
This has updated my schema of the world forever.
Oh man, I never thought about it.
Welcome to my world, I guess.
Okay, so we
lost this bet.
Yeah, we lost this bet. Man. That was a good
worth
bet.
Worth it though.
Worth it. It was good odds.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of Kimmy episode does this count as? Because we've talked about the ones where I come in and I say heartfelt things and like, oh wait, she's not a bimbo. Right?
I think that this is still chaos.
This counts as chaos.
We've been all over the place.
You've broken me. This is a word that I've used my entire life. And now it's like, it means in Rome. In Roman.
Can we circle back to loquacious?
No.
Yeah, go for
great
it.
Great word.
It is a good word.
Why do you want to circle back to it?
It's a great word.
That's it.
That's it.
Close. That's it.
That's all we had to say.
I was gonna say we don't have time. We have to end this episode. It's been a long episode.
30 minutes. Oh
wait, no. But before we end, actually, I do want to say on this. That's why you want to do totally separate language play, yes. like continents away.
Yes. Because okay. any Germanic based, mm-hmm. you're gonna be able to figure out. You're yeah. gonna be able to figure
That's
out.
That's true.
I will be able to figure out some of it. I don't have any experience with German, but I speak a Germanic language. Even parse, though most of our words come from.
Yeah, Latin. I can parse. Roughly, very roughly, what someone's saying in German. I can puzzle it out right. with context.
But if we were watching Sesame Street, you wouldn't be lost.
Yeah. Versus in like Japanese, I'd be very lost comparatively.
I'm not going to understand anything. I'll understand the numbers.
Yeah, that's fair. So yeah, okay, that makes sense, Kimmy. I see why you picked that language.
They have Pokemon, like... letter blocks and stuff for Japanese.
Ooh, and that'd be perfect.
I've been looking for those, and they also have workbooks, like little word search type mm-hmm, little mm-hmm. books with like mazes and stuff in them.
Oh,
in
that's
Japanese.
A good idea.
That sounds really fun.
Like, I'm gonna buy some stuff.
Okay, is that episode? Did we do it?
I can't think of any other Japanese toys that would help, but I like this idea a lot.
You can't. So I'm gonna get the animal spinny thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The floor tiles.
Yeah. I'm gonna get the little computerized touch the letter thing.
Yeah. Ooh. I also like blocks with like, you know, a little of an animal and then like a letter.
I really
on
want
it.
Those. I've been looking
Something
for them
like
real
that.
Hard. I
that
haven't
would
been
be
able
fun.
To find them so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
If you're listening to this episode and you're like, oh man, I have some great Japanese toy ideas, or even like just toy ideas,
yeah,
that
probably
are
baby toys,
unique baby toys that you probably wouldn't ordinarily see, then please tell us that
how
on our Discord by joining subscribestar.adult/sophieandpudding.
Where
subscribestar.adult/sophieandpudding.
Where
subscribestar.adult/sophieandpudding. You could also email us at the usual mailbox at gmail.com. And
you could also tell us on Twitter, but probably not. No, we barely used the site formerly known as Twitter nowadays.
I will say, I've been not using my phone very much, mm-hmm. not doing a lot of social media and stuff for the past like week or two.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very nice.
So you know the artist Omopur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We met them at CAP. Right?
Yeah.
I remember.
And
they were red.
I'm pretty sure they're she, her. But I'm not going to assume, but I'm pretty sure they're she, her.
That's fair.
So I had a lot of fun talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she messaged me on Twitter. And I didn't open Twitter for a month.
Oh.
Kimberly. So it just sat there and yeah. I didn't get any kind of notification. Like, I messaged her back.
I've been there.
But now I think she hates me.
Because you ignored her for a month on purpose and expressed your hatred. Yeah. Yep, that makes sense.
She was asking consent to post a picture of my book on her Twitter.
Oh!
I was like, yeah, no, absolutely do that.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Social media can be tricky sometimes.
Twitter just imploded.
Yeah. Well, no, it didn't just implode. It was detonated from the inside. That's a different thing.
There was a self-destruct button in the middle of Twitter.
Yeah.
And it was pressed. Okay. Thanks for listening to our show. Thank you, Mimi, for their theme song. Thank you, Juice, for a wonderful cover art. You can find him at subscribestar.adult/juiceboxart.
I am deeply curious whether I'm going to get lauded or shamed.
Shame on Kimmy.
For breaking you.
For making me lose the bat.
Whoa.
Tiny, pouty.
Shame on Kimmy for not wearing diapers for like a week. Kimmy.
Straighten the diapers
I won the bat.
Believe it or not, straighten the diapers.
No, I won the bat.
This has nothing to do with the bat.
This has nothing to do with the bat.
We said before we made the bat that you were wearing diapers all week.
Yeah. No, that's not what we said. It was the condition of the bat. That's why I was 7-1. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
No, listen, I'm not doing
this
diapers
already,
for
Kimmy. This was already planned.
Kimmy. Let me tell you. You don't have to because of the bat. You have to because we say you have to. It's a totally different reason.
It has nothing to do with the fact.
Yeah. You're not getting a ticket for speeding. You're getting a ticket for being belligerent.
That's not fair.
Oh, no one said it was fair, Kimmy.
You can appeal this decision 6 to 8 weeks, but you do have to be in diapers all week.
Oh, no.
All right. Kimmy's at bby-kimmy.tumblr.com.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, okay, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.